6 and John Long, please, on North of Falcon policy. This is a decision. So what's next? What's next? Pick one of these, Bob. I'll just pick one of these.
You.
On there?
Yeah.
Okay. Get set up here for just a moment and we'll get underway if I can get this to read my thumb drive.
Good morning, members of the commission, Mr. Chairman, Director Unsworth, and Deputy Director Storr. My name is John Long. I'm with the fish program, and I work primarily on salmon and steelhead harvest management issues for the fish program, and I'm here to talk to you just a little bit today about your North of Falcon policy to the department staff, policy number 3608. As you know, it expired at the end of last year, and there's been a significant amount of work that you all have been taking on to update that policy. And so I'm going to be recapping some of the modifications that have been proposed to date, talking a little bit about the public process that has been undertaken to update the policy and seek comments. And lastly, here to seek your guidance on potential adoption of the policy this year. So I think Tammy's handing out a number of documents. One of them, obviously, is the PowerPoint presentation, and then two other documents that will be key that I'll be referring to. One is the a marked-up version of the policy itself. You'll see it has track changes in it. And then another one is a one-pager that has some public comments, and I'll get back to that in a few minutes. So what I'd like to do is kind of walk through what's happened, what proposed changes, what you've modified in the policy to date are. And so this will be a fairly short presentation. And I'll start on page one, and I'm happy to report page one has no changes. There are no proposed changes at this point in time. So moving on to page two in that document, you can see down on the about the second bullet under the Chinook and Coho salmon section, we've updated per the commission's direction that we want to manage Grace Harbor consistent with the commission's Grace Harbor policy. That's 3621. So that seems like a important update to the policy. And then moving down in that same section, I believe it's will be the third bullet, proposed changes for the section regarding Willapa Bay. So we'd strike some of the previous language and replace it with proposed language. Willapa Bay will be managed consistent with the commission's direction and policies, which are expected no sooner than April of 2015 this year, understanding that that work is ongoing and that's expected around April of 2015, but want to make sure that we're following your direction and policies when they become available. Also on page two, near the bottom, you'll see a section that was previously titled Monitoring, Sampling, and Enforcement. There was a suggestion, a proposed edit, to break that into two sections. Seems like there's a monitoring and sampling section, and there's some important guidance for us in there. And then perhaps There's and the new idea of making a separate enforcement and compliance section. So you can see that we struck a little bit of language in that monitoring and sampling section that dealt with compliance with state regulations. But we've moved that into a new section called enforcement and compliance. So the two new bullets would be under enforcement and compliance. Enforcement strategies will be developed and staffing will be provided to promote compliance with state regulations. That would be the first input. And then the second one would be WDFW enforcement will seek to establish and maintain effective coordination with tribal enforcement to enhance the sharing of information. This language has been, we ran this by Deputy Chief Sensi, and I talked to him in the hallway just a few minutes ago. He thinks this is a good addition to the policy. There has been some ongoing work where a state and tribal forum, enforcement forum, has been developed and is currently underway, and he spoke highly of the progress that is being made in that or just over the last few months, maybe the last year. And so this seems very consistent with where they're going and the direction that you would have them go. Moving on, a little further down page 3, under communications, there's an addition on the fourth bullet. There's a new fourth bullet, and it says the department will increase transparency by consulting with stakeholders throughout the preseason planning process and prior to making major decisions with the co-managers. Again, this is an addition that is meant to help encourage and foster good communication, good transparency with the public throughout the important preseason planning process. And then last change that has been proposed is under other species, is simply striking some language that dealt with Willapa Bay sturgeon fisheries, and that's being covered in the previous section where we're being directed to follow the direction of the commission and their policies that are expected later this year. So with that, we did send out the North of Falcon policy to a number of stakeholder groups. We sent it out to many of the folks on the North of Falcon communication environment. In other words, we collect a lot of emails and whatnot through the North Falcon process. That went out to many of those folks. It went out to recreational folks, went out to commercial folks, and we received comments from three individuals. Those are available. The specific ones are available on the sheet that you have in your binder. But if I could paraphrase those for you, the three individuals made four essential comments. One was to encourage a Chinook season for the entire Skagit River. One was to suggesting that the proposed changes did help clarify the process. In other words, the changes that you've already been discussing around the table, the individual thought that they did indeed help clarify the process and are in line with the previous direction that the commission has set. They did, however, caution that they weren't certain how the North Falcon policy and the Willapa Bay policies were going to be reconciled. I think we've succeeded in doing that with that language, the new language there that says that we will follow the commission's direction with end policies that are expected later this year. Specifically says no sooner than April 2015. And then lastly, one individual suggested essentially that the policy was outdated and that they'd been seeing it for a number of years. So just to recap what we've been doing, what you've been doing with the policy process, you received a briefing back in December and we received guidance on drafting the policy, some edits to the policy. In January, you were briefed on a revised draft. There was a public comment period that ended January 31st, public hearing, and we were seeking additional guidance. And then here we are today briefing you on what we think is the final draft, but wanting to get your guidance on where to go from here. We've considered the public comments that we've received, and you are here to consider adopting the revised North of Falcon policy. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Thank you, John. Do we have any questions? Mr. Keeney.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On page 3, I think I remember and understand the direction of why this was added, the department will increase transparency by consulting with stakeholders throughout the preseason planning process. That seems very well worded. The one that has me a little worried, and I want to just make sure we're on solid ground, and prior to making major decisions with the co-managers. At these meetings, and I've never been to one, but as I understand it, things are happening fast. The director has the authority to make decisions as needed to move the process forward. I could certainly see someone saying, I'm a stakeholder, and I wasn't there, and I wasn't consulted, and you guys are outside of your policy. I just want to bring that up as to, are we on solid ground with that kind of a statement in our policy?
I think we are. You're right. It's a very dynamic environment. There's a lot happening, especially during the final hours of the process. The way I would take this direction is that the commission expects the department to work with our stakeholders, those that are available, and make sure that they know what we're doing, why we're making these decisions to the best of our ability. And that would be the way I would take this direction.
Commissioner Mankin?
Yes, and how would you affect that? How would you do that? I think if you could just explain briefly, it would be.
So the North of Falcon process, lots of meetings and lots of rooms, but there's typically, there is a Washington delegation room where a lot of the, it's kind of the nerve center of North of Falcon as you're going through the process, especially the last few days. And folks that attend those meetings know quite well that that's where things happen. And so first what we do is make sure that we're communicating frequently with the folks that are there to assist us in that process. They're there, and we typically have kind of a phone tree set up, if you want to call it that. Sometimes people, they might be off at lunch or something like that. Well, then something breaks free and happens all at once, and we start calling people on the phone. Hey, we need to talk about an issue. Please come to the delegation room, and folks start doing that. That does a couple of things. That activates the people that are actually physically there at the meeting. It also activates their phone trees, because these folks that are there spending their time and money and effort participating in the North of Falcon process, they are they're representing a number of other people typically, and so their phone tree then gets activated, and they're getting input from their networks as well. And so I think that it works well, and so to the degree we can. Getting that information through the advisors that are there, the public participants that are there, that works well. We also want to increase our use of the website this year. That will have proposals on it, and other information, forecasts, all kinds of numbers that we're all arguing about during the process. So that information will be available as well to aid people in providing their comments on these key decisions that tend to happen pretty quickly. So that would be how I would think it would play out.
Thank you. Director Unsworth?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, this kind of wording does, it concerns me a bit, too, you know, in the heat of decision-making. It may be prior to consult with folks. I guess I would ask that the Commission provide us with your direction. This is certainly your document and your policy. How do you believe that should be implemented under those situations, in the 11th-hour situation?
Director, I guess I'll speak to that, being I've been to probably as more of these meetings than anybody in the room here. It's a very difficult process. There's a lot of dynamics. But I think in the era of electronic communication via cell phones and emails, I think both on the commercial side of the non-Indian sector and also on the recreational side, there's pretty good communication of when people need to be in a room in order to contribute to making a recommendation to the agency on a decision. I think it works a lot better than you having not been there. It's hard for you to know, but I think it works a lot better. Here's a perfect example. Last year in Vancouver, some of us had gone to an early lunch, came back. There was a commercial issue that was on the table that was quite important. I called Commissioner Kehoe, who was just going to lunch. He forgot lunch and came back and got involved in the meeting, and the decision was made in a forthright manner. So I really think the dynamics of it are geared to work a lot better than it may seem from a distance. Mr. Kehoe?
Yes, Commissioner Carpenter. I think I'm second in the room in terms of number of North of Falcon meetings. But I think the director makes a good point. But first of all, I think in general, let me say that I'm supportive of the changes. But with respect to communications, I think, and this is a policy, obviously, that is directed toward the department staff. We can't dictate to the public or our constituents what they do and their level of participation. It's very important that this be a two-way street. Yeah. So, you know, it's going to be challenging this year. I know this is a two-year document, but this year the final meeting is in California, which presents, and, you know, many of these people that come are volunteers. They're not, they come out of their own time and make travel arrangements, so it makes it difficult. But still, you know, this is a two-way street, and we need to have our stakeholders available, aware, you know, not on vacation or because they know what, you know, when the crunch time comes around, and that's going to invariably be at that last meeting. So I just make that comment that it is a two-way street, and it's easy to kind of, you know, play Monday morning quarterback and say, well, why did you do this? Because I can tell you, and I've seen it happen, that the stakeholder involvement, people are there, it's they help make very, very important decisions. And if you're not there, you know, you can't be part of the process. So I just want to make that comment. And
Commissioner Wecker?
I agree with what Commissioner Kehoe, can you hear me? Okay. With what Commissioner Kehoe just said, it is a two-way street. An aspect of the two-way street quality is the fact that in the past four, maybe even longer, years of North of Falcon negotiations, we've been hearing consistently that there is a lack of transparency from the stakeholders' perspective. And so given that our system of government places a very high value on transparency, we want to convey that in this provision of our North of Falcon policy. But the context of negotiations with the co-managers makes that somewhat problematic, in that a lot of the negotiations have to take place in private, with a degree of confidentiality that continues the healthy relationship of the negotiating parties. So we understand the realities and the constraints. And so I think I would suggest that staff are given the leeway to interpret this in a reasonable manner, but get the gist of what we're saying is that we would like, to the extent that is prudent, that we conduct ourselves in a transparent manner. I would also say that there's already a process well underway that's probably more developed than it has been in previous years to engage the stakeholders. And as part of that process, we have been making it clear to the stakeholders that they have a responsibility towards us. And that that collaborative exchange of views and information is working very well. And I think it already satisfies quite a bit of this this language that we're looking at, because we are discussing things in the preseason planning process, and we will be discussing all those major decisions well before they're taken. So I don't see this as particularly impossible to comply with, but we recognize.
Commissioner Keeney?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I agree, too, with the whole concept of this is right, you know, getting stakeholders' involvement, very important. In the preseason, it's very easy to document that. In the 11th hour, what I'm seeing is to meet this policy, if I was a stakeholder and I didn't get a call to come to something that I thought I had a stake in, I would challenge the department on following this policy. So I think it's important for us, it's important for them to show up, but it's important for us to document the effort we put in to reach out. And I think that would satisfy me that prior to making major decisions with managers, that we are consulting with stakeholders in that 11th hour. My feeling is the direction from the commission would be to staff to have a process. You reached out, show it, write it down, document it, and then I feel comfortable.
If I might add, the staff that is involved directly in North of Falcon is very, very much dedicated to outreach to all the constituents to the best of their ability. If someone doesn't answer their phone, there's not much they can do. But these, John and Kyle and all these others, they want stakeholder involvement, stakeholder input, in the spirit of coming together on a final document that all can accept. So I think we're on board with that. So. Commissioner Mencken.
One itty-bitty change. In this paragraph above that, it says variety of tools. Mm-hmm. Should that not be a variety of tools will be used?
Sure.
Sorry for being so petty.
Okay, anything else, anyone?
Mr. Keogh. On a different topic. Mr. Vice Chair, you know, we've added a section, and you mentioned it, John, on the enforcement and compliance. Mm-hmm. And is this something that that staff has been trying to do in the past? I assume that to be the case, but this is more of just a kind of a statement that. Just putting it on the record that this is something that will be done. My presumption is that you've been trying to do this all along.
Yeah, we have, Commissioner, and this puts it down in black and white for us that that it's an important issue, and the commission thinks it's important and wants the staff and enforcement program to know that it's an important issue as well, and so where we can to make progress on those on this very topic. I referenced earlier a program that's newly underway that they're pretty proud of and have had a lot of success with, and this is encouraging that kind of thing to take place, and so I think it's positive.
Any other questions or comments? This is a decision. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Vice Chair.
Madam Markham.
I move to adopt the North of Falcon policy number C-3608 as presented by staff.
Do we have a second?
I second.
Mr. Mencken seconds the motion. Is there any further discussion? If not, I'll call for the question. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.